On today's Press Pass, Jim Fink of Business First shares some thoughts on the future of the city's tallest building and provides an update on Jerry Buchheit's proposed waterfront development, Queen City Landing. First, a look at the sale of locally owned Realty USA to Howard Hanna, one of the nation's largest real estate companies.
Again, this is a local homegrown legacy company that's being acquired by an out-of-town interest. We saw this earlier with KeyCorp buying First Niagara, and our history is dotted with local companies that have been acquired by national or international concerns. But it just, in a way, it's kind of sad.
Well, I think for you, especially because of your close contacts with the development community, you're following this, you know these people, You know what they've brought to the table throughout the years.
Correct. And day to day, if you have a listing with Realty USA, it's not going to change. The agents are still there. They're still going to be very aggressive. They're going to have a little bit more power behind them. Not that they didn't have a lot of power before, but it's just going to be ratcheted up a few notches.
We have been talking about frequently about another development project, one that's been getting a lot of attention lately, and that is Queen City Landing. What is happening there?
As we speak, they're removing the asbestos from the old Freezer Queen building. Yes, there is the Article 78 legal proceeding that's in the background. There's a hearing coming up. I think August 24th is the next one.
Despite what happens moving forward with the legal proceedings, Buchheit is paying for this asbestos removal?
Yes, he is. He's paying it out of his own pocket. So, in fact, people forget the entire project. He's paying for it himself. He's not getting any public sector help. This is all coming out of his own pocket.
Which is highly unusual in this day and age.
It is. And think about this. When was the last time, okay, Pagulas aside, when was the last time somebody else invested $60 million in basically a virgin area, which in this case is the Outer Harbor?
I want to make sure that we get the latest on what's happening at One Seneca Tower. We touch upon this.
Almost monthly.
It's got to be a concern to everybody involved. What's going to happen with the city's tallest building? By far, the city's tallest building.
Yeah, the tallest and in a couple months, the emptiest building.
Okay, what's happening?
L&R, they basically told the few remaining tenants, and they're really nobody of note, just smaller tenants in there, that they have 60 days to leave the premises. Basically, by October, by Halloween, you're going to be looking at a 38-story, almost 1 million square foot, empty office building in downtown Buffalo. There's nothing good about that scenario. The only thing you can say is L&R must feel it's easier to sell an empty building than a building with 5% occupancy.
I know you've looked at this from a lot of different angles,
yeah.
Jim. What's the possibility of demolishing that building?
Why not? Roughly it's going to cost between $20 and $25 million to demolish it. Why not take some of the Buffalo Billion and demolish it? Because the land is more valuable. Well, the land and the parking ramp are more valuable than the building itself.
That lot would recover that money?
I think a clean lot would generate probably more development interest than someone trying to do $100, $150 million mixed-use redevelopment of a 38-story building, which would take, in my estimation, 10-plus years to complete.
All right, Jim Fink, always appreciate you bringing in us the latest information. And, of course, thank you for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.